Intervju Radija Študent.
Jorgos Lantimos, intervju. Na mednarodnem filmskem festivalu Kino Otok, ki se je odvijal med 30. majem in 3. junijem v Izoli, so imeli obiskovalci možnost spoznati marsikaterega zanimivega gosta. Obilica režiserjev in igralcev se je namreč prilagodila mediteranskemu vzdušju. Nasmejani in sproščeni so v popodanskem času velikokrat crkali kakšno pijačo kar v kavarni na Manzioljevem trgu. Z veseljem in brez vzvišenosti so se pogovorili z vsakim, ki je zbral pogum ali dovolj radovednosti, da je pristopil. Tako smo se za kratek čas, kljub njegovemu napornemu urniku, lahko pomenili z Jorgosom Lantimosom. Lantimos je znan predvsem po svojem filmu Podočnik, ki je na 21. festivalu Life prejel glavno nagrado po izboru občinstva. Pohvali se lahko tudi z nominacijo za Oskarja in kar nekaj nagrad iz pomembnih filmskih festivalov, kakor so festivali v Cannesu, Berlinu in Londonu. Tisti, ki so si film ogledali, vedo, da ga označujejo nenavadna zgodba, izjemna igra in morbidno vzdušje. Starša, ki želita zavarovati svoje otroke pred slabimi vplivi nasilne in materialistične družbe, se odločita, da svojo družino izolirata od sveta. Tako se znajdemo v navidezno idiličnem zaporu, ki za seboj potegne tako komične, kakor izredno tragične in bolne trenutke. Na festivalu Kino Otok so Lantimosa predstavili z njegovim najnovejšim delom Alpe, s katerim je ponovno dokazal, da tvori jedro tako imenovanega grškega novega vala. Film si lahko ogledate tudi v ljubljanskem kinodvoru, kjer je že na rednem sporedu. V Izoli pa smo ga, med vrvežem renesančnega trga, povprašali o njegovem delu in bodočih projektih.
So we're up with something really simple. Is this your first time in Slovenia?
Yes. Yes.
And the first time at Kino Otok, probably.
Yeah, of course.
How of an impression did it make on you? A small festival in a small city, in a small country,
yeah.
But trying to be international.
Yeah, no, it's nice, but I haven't seen much, I have to say. We just arrived yesterday, so... But it seems very relaxed and very, you know, it's a very pleasant atmosphere. You don't have to do too many things at the same time, and, you know, it's... It's always nice because, you know, you can have time to see maybe a film or go around the city, which is something that you don't get a chance to do, you know, in other festivals that, you know, the scheduling is too much or there's a lot of, you know, things to do, you have to do, and so it's really
you
nice.
You will like it even more when the lights go off.
Yeah, I'm sure that with no festival at all, it will be even greater.
This evening we will watch Alpe. How do you pronounce it in Greek?
In Greek it's Alpis.
Alpis. And how would you relate it to your older movie Dogtooth? Where are the differences, where are the similarities? Did you start with a totally different concept? How did it happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we didn't start making our first film by, you know, trying to do something similar or something different, or so it just happened, you know, unconsciously, you know, what we wanted to make and how we wrote it and all these kind of things. But, you know, now that we've made it and, you know, there's time that we've finished it and we've shown it, I can just, you know, observe some of the differences or similarities, but you know, it's my film, so it's not easy for me to step out of it and, you know, judge, you know, what is the same, what is different. What I know, and you know, the basic thing that I've noticed after we made the film is that to me it's like making the opposite journey in these two films. Like in Dogtooth there was this girl, this woman that was trapped, you know, in a very specific situation in a house, and she didn't know the rest of the world. So she, there was an effort for her to try and escape that and go out into the world and escape this situation. And in this film, it's exactly the opposite. There's this person who is trying to find somewhere to belong to make a connection, to make a relationship, to feel that she's part of a family instead of trying to escape something. So in that sense, and it's funny because it's the same actress that plays both parts. So it's, you know, to me, if you ask me, you know, I like that kind of difference that, you know, in one film someone is trying to break out and the other film someone is trying to break in.
But it always somehow centers on a family, a different family, because your stories are kind of eccentric, a little bit bizarre. How do you get the ideas for the screenplays?
I don't know, it's different, and I don't think that so much that the ideas are so unique or whatever. I think it's themes that, you know, exist around us or similar or, you know, real things. It's just, I think, the way it is also done, you know, it's the whole thing, I think.
Okay, yeah.
It's an idea which might be not so common, but, you know, you've seen it, it exists. Okay, it's maybe rare. But then it's how you choose to, you know, to show these things and expose these situations and these stories, which makes it hopefully, you know, more unique or different or whatever. So, you know, it's different each time. I mean, Dogtooth, I was thinking about it a lot on my own, and then I got the idea and I went to this friend of mine and we wrote the script together, Ephthymis. And then after we made Dogtooth, we just, you know, liked making films together. And we sat down and said, okay, so what should be the next film that we do? So we started discussing ideas that we had or themes that we're interested in or situations that we find interesting and intriguing to explore. So I think this time we started by, you know, wondering about what happens if you die, you know, if people remember you or how quickly you're forgotten, and, you know, does anyone care really, and does anyone's life changes because you're dead? And, you know, it started from that, and then you know, it was about people, what do people do when they lose someone. How do they cope with it, you know, to what extremes they can go to fill these
maybe
gaps.
Maybe a connection with Attenberg, right? And the theme of losing somebody you really love. I'm mentioning Attenberg because you usually cooperate with the same team. Is there some particular reason? Are you reasons? Are you friends in real life too, not just co-workers? How this happened, and if a winning team, we don't change a winning team, right?
Yes. Well, it's many factors that make it work. First of all, it's yes, we met, we're friends, we share same things that we like. But the main reason is because Athena, for instance, was director of Attenberg, produced my first film, and also produced this one, Alps. It's out of necessity, basically, because, I mean, she would love to just make her films and somehow, of course, help me make my films, but it's too much of a responsibility to produce someone else's work if you're not a professional producer. So, but it's just the way things can work in Greece, because, you know, because of the situation, films can happen only if friends help each other, and, you know, they don't get paid, we make the films with no money, you know, you have to ask for a lot of favors. So if you're not somehow connected and you know, love this thing that you do and have a relationship with these other people, it's very hard to actually make it. So out of necessity, we just help each other make our films. And yes, it works, and, you know, you continue making the films this way, but, I mean, we would love to have, you know, other people producing our films. Of course, you have to be involved anyway in, you know, when you're a film director and you're making these kind of films, somehow you're always involved in the producing of the film. It's not like you're making a Hollywood film, so, you know, you let everything else to the producer and you just are hired to direct a film. When you're making a small independent film, you're connected to all types of jobs and so it's just the only way that it can happen.
It's more exciting like this, probably.
Yeah, it's exciting up to a point. You know, there comes a point where you say, you know, I would like to be more focused on just, you know, on the creative aspect of it, and, you know, let someone else worry about the money and if we're going to get it and what's going to happen and when and how and all these kind of things. So, for now we're trying to do this. Now that our films were somehow successful internationally, we're trying to make films in other countries as well, so to be able to have a bit more financing and, you know, make them in a more normal way, like other films are made.
Speaking of the financial crisis, Greece now is not a place where you can really live with filming or with art.
No, that's not true. I think first of all, it hasn't changed that much, especially for arts or filmmaking. I mean, there was no money before. I mean, that's why I tell you that's how we made our films. There was no money. It's a little bit worse now, but it hasn't made such a difference. And that's why, you know, there are still things happening in Greece, because people just had to find a way of making them without money. So they just continue making it this way. It's just
like
that,
before.
Yeah. So I don't think it's, you know, people still are there and, you know, making films. It's just the fact that, for instance, for me, since I have the opportunity to make films in other places, you know, I'd love to do that anyway. You know, even if there was no crisis, I would always want to try and make different films in different places, you know, take things from the place that you shoot the film and the culture and the landscape and whatever that might be. So, and since now I have the opportunity, because the previous films were successful, I'd like to try that, and maybe then I'll go back to Greece and make another film. And
so, in this moment, you are preparing something else outside your country.
Yes.
Can you give us a quick preview?
Well, the preview is that I'm working in the UK. I'm in London, and I'm preparing a couple of films in English. But I don't know what's going to happen first, because, you know, the only great thing about Greece is that because you have no money, you just decide and go and make the film with your friends any day you want. But when you enter a system, you know, which is an industry as well, and there's a lot of people financing and companies financing films, then, you know, it takes a lot of more time to put the film together and have all these parts in agreement and you know, there's a lot of bureaucracy to get the film going. So that's the difference. You may have more financing for your film, and it may happen in more decent conditions, but you have to work on it happening a lot more, and you have to wait a lot more most of the times. So now I'm having two or three projects at the same time. So, you know, and trying to see what's the first that's going to happen, you know, because of all this system.
And when can we expect to see them?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. I'm trying to make it as fast as I can, but not before like a year or a year and a half or something.
Well, keep on the good work.
I'm thinking of making a short film in between, because I'm just, you know, tired of waiting around for these things to happen. So we're saying that, okay, if we have to wait for so long for the feature films to happen, let's do a short film in
between. That's not a bad idea. That
to be creative, nice. You know, to keep doing something creative.
You can bring it to Kino Otok next year.
If we actually make it, of course.
Yeah, I hope. No, I really hope you will enjoy it here, because it's nice.
I'm already enjoying it.
Perfect.
Pogovarjala se je Leja Škerlič.
Intervju Radija Študent.